Now, most Americans have supported the idea of increased offshore oil drilling. Just weeks ago, President Obama proposed opening the Atlantic coast and the eastern Gulf of Mexico to drilling. But last week's oil spill could put that plan in jeopardy. NPR's Elizabeth Shogren reports.
We will drill here and drill now. Well, baby, drill.
Sarah Palin touched a nerve with this battle cry in the 2008 presidential campaign. It didn't just resonate with Republicans. Recent polls show about two-thirds of Americans, including the majority of Democrats, support allowing more offshore drilling. A month ago, President Obama endorsed the idea, but in a more reserved way than Palin did.
This announcement is part of a broader strategy that will move us from an economy that runs on fossil fuels and foreign oil to one that relies more on homegrown fuels and clean energy.
The Sierra Club's Ethan Manuel says offshore oil drilling wasn't always popular.
Well, for years and years and years, I think the public associated offshore drilling with pollution and the risk to the environment and coastal economies. But all those concerns flipped, certainly when the price of a gallon of gas hit $4 2 years ago. And that was the primary driver for a lot of public opinion on offshore drilling.
The politics of offshore oil drilling were looking so good that environmental activists had agreed to some additional drilling in a sweeping climate change bill. But Manuel thinks that may change.
Our hope is that this spill kind of makes everybody come to their senses.
One big reason for the growing public acceptance was that for two decades there had not been any large-scale accidents. The same day the president announced his plan, Shell Oil President Marvin Odom told MSNBC that administration officials were persuaded that the industry can drill offshore with modern equipment without endangering the environment.
They wouldn't be saying that if they weren't looking at the hundreds of millions of dollars of studies that the U.S. government did to answer the question, can it be done safely there?
So after this spill, is that still the case?
Well, obviously it is not.
Former Louisiana Senator J. Bennett Johnston now lobbies for oil companies.
I mean, they were saying this couldn't happen, and this happened.
Johnston says it's impossible to say yet whether the public will keep supporting offshore drilling. That will depend on how much the spill hurts wildlife, the fragile marsh ecology, and the beaches along the Gulf Coast.
It could be very, very bad, or it could be just bad. And I think the public will not react that badly. If it's not catastrophic, if it is catastrophic, we'll have to wait and see.
Johnston says the risks of more oil slicks aren't as ominous as the dangers of relying on foreign crude. Americans now connect that dependence with the huge costs in lives and dollars of wars in the Middle East. But Congress may not buy that logic. Yesterday, Florida Senator Bill Nelson said he's introducing legislation to block the president's offshore oil expansion. Elizabeth Shogren, NPR News, Washington.
We'll be following the Gulf oil spill as the story develops, and you can get our latest updates by using the NPR News app, which is available on most mobile devices.